Okay. I say Chav Zayin. A mitzvah Asheva v'eschim, he shetzivonu. Lehosim lechem aponim lifnei Hashem. Okay. So here it doesn't say Kohanim. Correct? However, in Asei Chof Hei, Chof Vov, and Chof Ches, it did say Kohanim. Okay? So that's very clear that the Nusach HaMitzvah Kohanim. But in Sidur HaShulchan, he doesn't say Kohanim. Okay? So I think the answer is Poshut. Because in the Torah, in the mitzvah, all these mitzvahs, in the Posik, which is the Posik of the mitzvah, clearly says Kohanim. By all of them. But by Sidur HaShulchan, in the Tzivui, in Parshas Truma, doesn't say Kohanim. And in the Tzivui, also in Parshas Emor, it doesn't say Kohanim. It only says Kohanim when it talks about the Matnas Kuhuna and the Achila of the Lechem Aponim, which has nothing to do with the Sidur. It had V'hoyisele Alon Levonov V'yichlu B'bokon Kodesh. So, therefore, the Rambam Mishneh Torah, he only quotes Kohanim in the Dini HaMitzvah, but not in the Nusach HaMitzvah. So he says in Perek Hei, if it was to me the Musaf, Malach Adal, the Ketzah, Mesadnes Alechem, Abo Kohanim Nichnosim, Shnayim Kacha, Shnayim Kacha. But that's not, that's why, even though you require Kohen, but that's not the Nusach of the Mitzvah itself, okay? That's okay. Then it's like this. Lahosim, it's Lahosim. Doesn't say Lasadir. Okay, it's Lahosim. And it says Lechem Aponim Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. So what's Lifnei Hashem? So that's also in the Pasuk. Because he's calling the Nasato Al HaShulchan Lechem Ponim Lifonai. Okay, Lefon is Lifnei Hashem. And the Mi'ir HaKotzer, Lehazdeh Lechem Aponim, Lechem Ulevoina, Lifnei Hashem. B'chol Shabbos, Lifnei Hashem. In Tamid HaMusaf, Mitzvah Saseh, Lesad Lechem Aponim, B'chol Yoyim, Shabbos, Al HaShulchan, Lifnei Hashem, Beheichol. Okay, so that's okay. Then it says Tomid. Tomid is like this. V'nasato al hashulchan lechem ponim lefonai Tomid.
This Tomid is Tomid.
Yeah, Tomid. However, we also find it by Menorah also, correct? Okay. And the interpretation of Tomid is always and means without hefsek. Okay? We'll see later other things. There may be issues. Okay? We get dictators. Okay? Now, Vihu Omroi V'nasata Al HaShulchan Lechem Ponim Lefonai Tomid. So it's quoting the Pasuk in Parshas Truma, and therefore it says V'nasato is Lahosim. Okay? That's okay. Because in there it is Yalchenu. It's to Ma'arich the Shulchan. But it just says to put on the Shulchan, correct? Now, so the mitzvah here, as he says clearly in Sherish Yud, is to is the Nesina on the Shulchan, but not the Lekichas HaSoiles and the making of the lechem. That's the Ramski. Who ain't a roi shiimne lekichas asoilis mitzvah vasios lechem mitzvah avlanimne omnem hu omroi menasat al shulchan lechem ponim lefonai tamid. Okay. So the mitzvah is what Ram there in Sheres Yud, he says that which is not the mitzvah is the hagdoma, and that which is the mitzvah is the tachlis. And the tachlis is the sima on the shulchan. However, interesting is like this. You have Sadi going in his Sefer Mitzvos, and it's probably clear the Ramban is the culprit that the Ramban is talking about incognito is of Sadi going. Because what is the mitzvah according to Sadi going? The afias shneim oso kikrois lechem sheyosimum al sheyosimum al hashulchan tamid. The mitzvah is the asiyas, the afia, okay, for the purpose of putting on the shulchan. But it doesn't say that the putting on the shulchan is the mitzvah. The afias, shneim osa kikois, lechem shesima al hashulchan tamid. Kefi sheoma v'lakachta. Shnayim. So it's just the opposite. The mitzvah is the agdomo, and what he calls the matoris hamitzvah, that's not the mitzvah at all. And according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is the siman the shulchan, and everything else is the agdomo. And it's almost like, and we have to understand this, like the Rambam, the way he deals with Shemen HaMishcha, at least the way he deals with it in Aseh Lamed Hei Yitzivonu Shiyir Lonu Shemen Osya Maskuta Miuchedes Muchan L'mshoyach. It should be ready to do it, but the mitzvah is that we should have it. Okay, it's an interesting thing. The Bahag over here is very non-committal in terms of this whole issue, because he opts to say the mitzvah is parshas lechem upon him, which might include everything, but doesn't make a statement of between the agdom and the tachlis. Okay. Now, he is interesting like this. Ukva yodato loshen hatera. Very interesting word. Fayodato loshen hatera. Okay, we'll see about that word. The Ram uses a few times the Pirush, which is nice. But loshen hatera refers to the tera, not to something else. Lohosim lechem cham kol Shabbos shie imo levoino. So referring to, basically, it's in Parshas Emor, where it talks about the aricha of the lechem on the shulchan, and the aricha of the levoina on the shulchan on Shabbos, right? And the achilas kohanim lechem upon him nasa b'Shabbos akedim, correct? So that is what he's referring to, Kvayatata Loshana Tera. Okay? So the question is, what does he want here? Okay? So I'm not sure about this, but it's certainly possible, because you look at two parashas, in Parashas Truma, it talks about putting lechem, something called lechem ponim on the shulchan. In Emor, it doesn't refer to lechem upon him. It talks about aricha of chalas on the Shulchan, and it talks about something dafka on Shabbos, and it talks about Bezichin, which is all not mentioned before. Okay? So we have no clue over here of... it could be that it's something else. And the Rambam basically is saying, that the kavona is lahashlim the din. That it's not a separate, two separate mitzvahs, but he's telling you all the discussions, all these three new things which are mentioned in Parshas Emor is really to tell you to supplement Parshas Truma. And there are three new things said over here. There is a din of Aricha on Shabbos, Aricha, and there's a din of that the Aricha should be Levina also, and there's a din of Achilas Lechem, Halechem, Ayedekoyim. Okay? Correct? So these are the psukim. V'lakachta, it says there. V'lakachta says afisa b'chule. V'samta isom shteim marochos sheish hamareches al ha'shulchan atoho lifnei Hashem brasat al hamareches levoin zaka. It's talking about the lechem, the sidur of the bezichin, and This Lashon of Kfar Yadat, the Lashon of Teir, the Ram uses in Pirush Mishnayis a few times. Not only to say for mitzvahs, but this is what he wants over here. But his Lashon HaTeir, it's clear this is the Teir. It's not Stam. They use the Menochis Perek Vav and Pirush Mishnayis Mishnah Aleph, and in Zovim Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Okay, now. He added something over here. If he's referring to Parshas Emor, it says, Losum, Lohosim, Lechem, Cham, Kol Shabbos. So, where did the Cham come from? That's very strange. So, what it's referring to a pasuk in Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, Chof Aleph, Zayin, Losu lechem cham biyomi lokhoi. Okay? So what does Ram want over here? So lechera, he says loshim teira. It's a pasuk in Shmuel. So I don't see any other way to interpret, but the Ram's telling you that he learns that Shmuel Amosi, when he's writing lechem cham, is not coming as a novi, but it's coming from a chokh of the matiki ashmur. A kibu Moshe bezn the ish mipiish and Moshe Rabbeinu that the pirish of the pasuk of ayarech lechem lechem lefonai is what is lechem cham. I don't know why it's important here. I don't know what he wants. See, there are two different issues. The question is, one is why. We have no clue why he's talking, why he's mentioning this, okay? But what it is, that's what it is, okay? What? Yeah? What did he say on the thing? Hold everything. No. One second. Okay. That's what he says. I thought it was 58. 58. If it's Lechem Chodesh, then the whole thing is not necessary.
If that's the correct pshat, okay, you have to know what?
If it's chodesh, then it makes sense. See, I can understand chodesh is a lot better. Okay, if it's this, then that's what he's saying. But the question is, what is it? Okay, next. He's not talking about the Akhtara. He's talking there should be Levoina on it. And that's on the Pasuk with Samta. Oysom is... Oh. So the Pasuk of the Lecha V'Samta Oysay Shtayim Marochais Sheish HaMareches Al HaShulchan HaTol Lefnei Hashem B'Yom HaShabbos Ya'achenu Lefnei Hashem Tomid. Okay? When Asata Marechas Levoina Zaka. Levoina Zaka. That's Yei Moi Levoina. This L'cheira the Arichas Alechem and the Bzichi Levoina is all one mitzvah, okay? But it's Chalkia mitzvah, and it's Sherish Yud Aleph, if you remember. Because the Ram in the middle of Sherish Yud Aleph says, like this. Shastoim. He says, because he says that Levoinas Dolim, he quotes like this, Kemoi, Albo Minim Shabalulov, Velechem upon him, Emoi, Velechem upon him, Levoinas Zaka, Sheteose Emoi, Shalim Soinem Mize, Hastom Babizichim Ma'akvin Zeze. Hine ze mavua shi mitzvah. So this is ma'akev, it's one mitzvah. This is chelke mitzvah. So there's bezichim, and there's the lechem, correct? That's Yud Aleph. However, he doesn't talk about it, but the Ravid mentions it, that there's an issue also, maybe you talk about Haktara of the Levoina. And that the Ram anyway says, in Pirush Mishnayis and Menoches, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, Levoina, Zo, Nikteres, Lefi, Sha'oma, Bo, Yis'ale, Vohoyis Alechem Laskola. So laskola means that it's nikta. Okay, but this Ram doesn't mention over here. Shiochol akoyin, achilas akoyin, okay, is different than the ones before, because achilas akoyin is not makiv, okay? The achilas akoyin is basically sherishit beis. There's a seder, the Ram says, that you bring the lechem, you put the lechem on the shulchan for the whole week, and levona the whole week, and you mafti the levona, which he doesn't mention here, and you eat the lechem, correct? So that's not sherishud aleph, that's a seid of dvorim, that's sherishud beis. The important thing which I'd like to mention to you here is the Ravid suggests that the Achila in the Minyan HaKotze, he asked in the Rambam why it isn't mentioned the Akhtoros Bezichen and the Achila of the Lechem. It's not clear whether the Ravid is talking about the Nusach HaMitzvah or a separate mitzvah or not. But the interesting thing is, both Rab Chaim And the Osameach, Rab Chaim in stencils, and the Osameach, in his Pirush, I think in Maaseh Korbanos and Perikir Aleph, claim that the Achilas Lechem Aponim is part of the Mitzvah Achil of Shor Menachos. Because it is true that Lechem Aponim is called a Mincha. So you have to eat it, but it's the Din Mincha. Okay? But to say that in the Rambam over here is very odd. Because why is the Rambam talking about in Mitzvah of Zion, where he's talking about the Mitzvah Lechem Aponim, Shiruchel Akein Alechem Anasa B'Shabbos Akeidim? Correct? So you get the impression it could be the correct that the Achilas Lechem Aponim, you are Mekayim, a Mitzvah of Achilas Menachos, but there's a peculiar din of Achilas Lechem Aponim, part of the Mitzvah Lechem Aponim. Which that's what the Rambam is quoting it over here. There's no reason to quote it over here in Mitzvah of Zion. It wouldn't be a peculiar din of Lechem Aponim. Yeah, it could be. Okay. Now, I just want to tell you the interesting things going on over here. For example, it's like this. There is, like, it's not like this. In Pirush HaMishnah, in Menachos, Peri Beis, Mishnah Beis, Ba'alechem ne'achal, kefi shekova, v'hoyiso, li'aun levono, v'yichlu b'mochum kodesh. That's okay. That's the Pirush Mishnah, in Menachos. V'zeh lechem aponim, eino ne'achal, elo b'yoyim ha-shabbos bilvad. Kloima, kol yoyim shabbos, k'mo shebe'a kosef, b'yoyim ha-shabbos ya'achenu. So there's a peculiar din of Achila on Shabbos. That peculiar din of Achila on Shabbos, which the Chayu is not Likuba because in Yom Kippur they eat it after Shabbos, okay? But this peculiar din is only b'teris, the peculiar halacha of Achila's Lechem Aponim, which is part of the Mitzvah Lechem Aponim. B'teris Menachos, you can eat it the night afterwards, correct? Right? Also, if you recall, there's a din of Kippur by Lechem Aponim. Kippur, okay? So, in fact, the Ramban Chumash, he says in Chav Hei, Chav Dalet, in Shmos, Zeh Zov Sovim, Shezeh Sod HaShulchan. Ki Birkas Hashem Me'eis Hayoim, Me'eis Hayoi Sa'ulam Lo Nivro Yesh Me'ayin B'chulei. V'chein ha-shulchan b'lechem aponim, bol toch la-brocha, menu yovo asri v'lecho Yisrael. V'chein omru, kol klein sh'magir kefur, oichel v'seveya. So you get the impression, oichel seveya is a peculiar din lechem aponim. And this peculiar din of bol might be in the mitzvah, or peculiar mitzvah of achila in lechem aponim, which is part of the mitzvah of lechem aponim. You could have imagined such a thing. And you could have also imagined that the mitzvah chila menachos require kizayis, but it's only this peculiar din. And then you could have said the whole piece of the Beis Halevi, there's a din in the chefsa should be nechal that he proves some pulin lechem upon him. Maybe that's in the mitzvah of achila, the peculiar achila, which is said in Parshas Emor. Okay, and that peculiar achila is not a kiyum on the gavra, the mais achila, but the chefsa is nechal. If the chefsa is nechal, there's no shiurim. That will be very nice. Okay, so then you would have had two peculiar halachas in achila from lechem aponim, and that's the Rav min sheyochel hakoyin halechem anase b'shabbos hakoyim. Okay. The problem is, in the Gemara in Yuma, which quotes the Din of Pur, you don't get the impression that the Ramban, but you get the impression that Pur applies also to Minchas HaOmer and to and the Shtei Lechem. Okay. But the Ram doesn't mention. He does. He makes like this. Look, listen over here. Midian HaMitzvahs in Chavov, he should be born Lohovi Lechem Shtei Lechem Chomitz L'Mikdosh Ima Kabonis HaMiyuchadim Sheheim Yovo B'Glal Lechem B'Yom HaTzeres. This is Mitzvah Seich Memvov. Kmo Shavo HaKosuv B'Seif Vayikov V'Yolchu HaKohanim Shtei Lechem V'Yolchu HaKohanim Shtei Lechem Acha Nofosim in Kivse HaTzeres. So it could be that there's a kiyum of achilas shtei alechem, but there is shtei alechem. And it could be, you know, require shir. And it could be it's also full. So it's not clear what's going on over here. See, you could have even imagined. Okay. So that's good enough. I think for us that's enough, okay? So the Rama mentions over here three things, which are all part of the mitzvah. The Seder Lechem Chodesh B'chol Shabbos, the Lvoina on the Shulchan, and the Achila. And it's all part of the mitzvah lechem upon him. It could be there's a mitzvah of achilas menachas, but that's not the issue over here. Okay. Now, Chavches, ha-mitzvah hashmona v'eschim. Hish nitztavu ha-kohanim, oh, it's kohanim, okay. Los lohosim keteres b'chol yoim pamayim al mizbach hazob. V'hu omro yis'ale v'hikte lov aron keteres sam ba-boike b'tiris aneris yakirenu v'alos aron es aneris ben abayim yakirenu keteres tamid. See, here's very interesting. Here it says Tomid in the Pasuk. And the Ram doesn't quote Tomid in Nusach HaMitzvah. Even though he quotes Tomid in Nusach HaMitzvah, where it says Tomid, he quotes it by Shulchan. Right? And by Beneira. And he'll quote it later by the Mitzvah Seir HaVoras Eish. He'll say Tomid. Okay? So why did it say Tomid over here? Wherever it says Tomid, he mentions Tomid, correct? So I want to tell you something. The word Tomid in the Torah has two meanings. Sometimes it means always, without any stop or any interruption. Sometimes Tomid means irregular intervals. Okay? The Rama mentions the word Tomid in the Nusach when it means always. In Menorah, if you remember, the din is the Menorah should be lit all the time, according to the Rambam, certainly. Okay? In Shulch, right? Okay? In Shulchan, the Lechem should be on the Shulchan all the time. Especially Tvachol Shalzei, Tvachol Shalzei on Shabbos, they took the things, the Kohanim was standing there to put the Lechem on. Okay? So that's that. Okay? Then you have the Eish and Mizbeach, which is also Tom, which is always. In Keteres, the Tomid is not always, it's in regular intervals. It's in the morning and in the evening. So that Tomid is a different Tomid. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't mention it because he doesn't want it to be. He says, once he says, Pamayim, Al Mizbach Hazov, that's enough. Because that's what the Tomid is. Okay? That's not, you know, it's not rocket ship. Longest, but that's the pshat. Okay? Now, again, what is the mitzvah of Keteris? Not the Asiyas HaKeteris, which the Torah mentions, but it's the Akhtoris HaKeteris. And that's also Sheir Yishir Aleph. that the Ram says the Hagdomo, those things which are necessary prior to the mitzvah, are not the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is the Haktoras Hakteres. Okay? Now, Rav Sadia does it again. Okay? But just because the Rambam is very clear in Yud Aleph and Sheresh Yud Aleph, he says the following. Lo yimne omroi kach l'chosamim, avol yimne haktores haktores b'chol yoyim, k'mo shebo ba'akosam, ba'boike, ba'boike, ba'itiru z'aneris, y'aktereno, u'bahalos ale. V'zos hi amitza benuya, avol kach l'chosamim, hu hakdomo. Let's see, okay? So the Chayla, what he wants to do, is the Segura of Sadigoyin, which was just published. Rav Sadigoyin, in Perek Yudalid, on page 116, writes like this, Ukteres Solof, Menanotof, Vitziporin, Bechelbono, Ulevoino, Fisho'oma, Vayoyma Hashem El Moshe. That's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is Ukteres. He's quoting the pasuk at the beginning of the parasha. Vayom Hashem al Moshe kachol chosamim nota v'shchedes chelbonos samim levoinu zaka b'advadiya. He quotes the beginning of the pasuk. And it could be, what Psadi going is the mitzvah is not even asiyas akteris. It just means the existence of the akteris, kium akteris. Because, and he doesn't mention the Akto at all. It's the same thing which he did with Shulchan. The mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is...
What?
We'll see, Bashem. We'll have to see.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, I'll look. I'm not totally... Aslam and hey, I'm just going one at a time. Okay, we're saying this. It wouldn't make a difference. I don't know if it makes a difference. Okay, we say that. So that's this. Okay. So the Haktoras Hakteres is the matara of the mitzvah. You should have Hakteres for Haktorah. But the mitzvah is to have the Hakteres. And not even the Asiyah, just to have it. The same thing by Neiris HaMenorah. He says, Shemen Shiyye B'mikdash Tamid. Shemen Shiyye B'mikdash Tamid. It is just, you should have the Shemen and Mikdash for the purpose, or whatever purpose it is. It's very similar to what the Rambam seems to say by Shemen HaMishcha. And he makes what we would have said is the Hakdamah, to have it around, as the mitzvah itself. Correct? So it's a little bit interesting. He talks about Shemen as having the Shemen. He talks about Keteris as having the Keteris. Keteris, right? But by Lechem upon him, he says Afia. Correct? Afia is Shnei Mosa Kikres. So the answer is simple. You can have the Keteris around for the whole year. And you should be ready for October whenever you need it. Okay? You can have the Shemen for the menorah around the whole year. Okay? No problems. Even more. Because they made the Keteris once a year. Okay? But the Lechem, they made as close to Shabbos as possible. That should be Lechem Chodesh on the Shulchan. And they just, since the Afiyas Lechem upon him is not Derech Shabbos, they made it Erev Shabbos. Or Erev Yontif, whatever it is. So therefore, you can't have a mitzvah to have the Lechem around. But the mitzvah is the afir. Okay? That's what he does. Okay. Next. Next. Now. Interesting. What does it say? It says, It says in the Posik, Vihiktolov to Aaron Kteir Samba Breaker by Breaker, but he was an Ares Yakterano, but how is Aaron as an Ares, Ben Abayim Yakterano, Kteir is Tomit, Lifne Hashem, the Dere Seichel. See, here it says Lifne Hashem. And the interesting thing is every other time it says Lifne Hashem, the Ram mentioned Nusach HaMitzvah. Here he doesn't. Okay? And I'm not sure why. I have no clue. Okay? Here it says Kohanim is also good, because it says Valus Aaron. I said, it's talking about Bakti Tira, and it's talking about Aaron. So that's good, but why he leaves that Lifnei Hashem, I'm confused about. Okay. Now, next. Choftes. He shetzivonu lahavir eish ala mizbeach b'chol yoyim tomit. Lahavir eish al mizbeach b'chol yom tomid. For amo yisal eish tomid tukat al mizbeach lo sichbe. Okay. It's very odd, lo sichbe. We'll see. We'll come to every word now, okay? So let's start slowly. B'chol yom. He says the mitzvah havoras eish is b'chol yom. He does the same thing in the Protea Mitzvahs in Hilchotim Musafim, Lahadlik Eish al Mizbeach B'chol Yoyim, at the beginning of Hilchotim Musafim. Question is,
is Tamid daily or always?
What?
Is this Tamid daily or always?
You're ahead of me. I'm in the word B'chol Yoyim. Don't get to the word Tamid, okay? Okay. There's B'chol Yoyim, okay? Where do you get B'chol Yoyim from? Where does it say Eish Tomid Tuka La Mizbeach Lo Sichbe Deshiv B'chol Yoyim? Where does the Rambam pull this out from which hat? Okay. So I thought the only way to do this, if you assume that the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, which were Nik, which are in the Tomid Shoshachas, the Tomid Shoven Abayim, is part and helps define the mitzvah of Eish Tomid Tukad, which we'll see there's such a possibility, then it should be B'chol Yoyim, because the Tomid Shoshacha, Tomid Shoven Abayim is B'chol Yoyim, okay? We'll have to see about this, okay? However, Minyan HaKotze, he doesn't say B'chol Yoyim. He says, La'arach Eish V'mizbeach O'ilo, Tomid Shnemo Eish Tomid Tukal Mizbeach, and it's Tvid Musafim, Perik Beis, Halach Aleph, Mitzah say liyos eish yikida al mizbeach tomid shnema eish tomid tukar al mizbeach. Tomid over here is the same thing. It means bli hefsik, always. Okay, and it's part of nusach mitzvah. The mitzvah is tomid, and the Rambam does this again. If you look back in mitzvah chof, we define the Tavkina Beis HaMikdash. One of them is Havoras Ho'esh Tomid. Okay. Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Beis is aware of this and points this out. Divya Rambam Im Neime Kein Raka Mitzvihi Shlo Yia Mizbeach V'lo Eish Af Rege Echod Vamitzi shiye tamid b'loy hefsek k'mo shepirush Rashi shom lechem apon. Okay. Now, this is the pasuk eish tamid tukal mizbech. This the Rambam quotes in all the places. Okay, he quotes in Minyan HaKotze and say in Perek Beis of the Chasidim Musaf. Now, the question is, what is the mitzvah? Lahavir, la'aroich. The Ram here says that it's lahavir, right? In Mina Kotz it says lavrich. In Proteh Mitzvah Chustinu Musaf it says lahadlik esh al mizbeach. So whatever it is, if you have this definition, the mitzvah is machayev a maisa hadloka. He has to do something. So he's saying it should be always, and the other he has to do something. So what the Rambam does is somehow the continuation helps define what's going on here. Because he says, listen to the continuation over here. V'zeh lo yitochin is a very strange word. Ela b'ma shetzivu lahasmith lohasim etzim baboker ubein ho'arbayim. So you have to do something. We're going to get back to this. That's what he's saying. You have to do something. And that's what he's talking about over here. We'll see about this more. This is a little complicated, but let's just start slowly, okay? Now, so what does it mean that when it says "kamo shenisboye b'sheni diyumo b'seches tamid ubeya amru apapi"? And the mitzvah lahob min ahedit is a shnei gizrei etzim. Correct? So that makes it tamid. That makes it b'chol yoim. Shnei gizrei etzim. Because here he's using the eish min ahedit and he's defining this with baboker ben arbayim. What's baboker ben arbayim? Where does he get that from? That's the Shnei Gizrei Etzim. So it means the Shnei Gizrei Etzim part of the mitzvah, and it defines the mitzvah as being b'chol yom. Correct? And in fact, the Rambam does an amazing thing. Because in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Beis Alochetes, when he talks about the Hatzasa Silyasa, V'lo yotis l'esh l'mata v'yalo isa l'mizbeach, el b'mizbeach atzmo matzisen, shenema v'esh ha'mizbeach tukat boi, mikan l'hatzasa shelo tiye el b'roisho shamizbeach. So you get the impression that the Mais Atloka is also part of the bit. Okay? So that's the Havir. Now, he does something amazing over here. He says, Leisichbe, the Chabrin Shalom, Leisichbe is the Lav. Is he going to quote him in Yom Mitzvah? No, Leisichbe is the Lav. Why is he quoting Leisichbe over here? What does it do with the Mitzvah say? It's almost incredible. You know, it's like, you know, it's... So... Let's start like this. Maybe what the Rambam is using, the word loisichbe, to interpret the word tamid, means that it's constant, it's always. It's like you'll find the Yushalmi in Yuma, in Perek Dal, Alochavov, Mastit the Messiah, the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, tamid, tamid afila b'Shabbos, tamid af betumo. Mastit the Messiah, the Rebbe Yochanan, loisichbe, after Masois. So it has to be always. So he's using Loisichbe to define the Yushalmi, to define what the Tumid is. And he also, you can imagine Loisichbe to define what the Tumid is. It's also in the Mechilta, in Vayakil, it uses the word Tumid to say that Avos Eish is the Cheshabbos. Because it has to be Tumid. And it also quotes over there, "B'shayl chutzvich umrechas mani mekayim leisichbe B'shakoyom chutz min haShabbos. What's loy sichbe? It's not be machaba on Shabbos. Also locha machaba, but it's just that it should be shouldn't be extinguished. You find the Ramban and the Psadi Gain also using Leisichba to interpret the mitzvah of Eish Tometukat. Okay? Listen to this Ramban Chumash. In Vayiko Vov Posik Beis, or the Fidaiti, Masha Omo Posik Vov, Eish Tometukat al Mizbech Leisichba, mitzvah le Kohanim Bikiyum Eish. It's a shi'uyim in the havoras eish. You have to be mavi enough. There should be enough for the whole day and the whole night. And that's what Leisichba is telling you. And he's quoting Talmud Leisichba. Okay. But according to the Ramban, it's a shiurin in the Maisa Havora. Correct? You have to put a lot of Eitzim. Okay. The Rambam, we don't know that. It read the Rambam, Lahave Esh al Mizbeh, B'chol Yoim, Tomit, Leisichbe, it is Halve Esh, we don't know that the Rambam is really saying the Rambam. There is, however, in Rav Sadiga, listen to this, in Perek Yutes, Omud 174, page 174, V'osal Sheho Esh al Mizbeh, Tunach, Anchetichbe. You shouldn't let the ace dissipate. Kinema eish tomit tukal mizbeach. Lachere means the end of the pasuk also leisichbe. So here it's a shiurim in havolas eish, but it's not what you're supposed to do. But you're supposed to always be constantly on guard. That shouldn't. It shouldn't be extinguished. And if it extinguishes by itself, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of avodas eish. See, the Ramban, it's a shiurim of how much eitz you have to put on. And the Rav Sadiq Gaon says you always have to make sure that it's not extinguished. So then I would assume what he says, it should constantly be burning. I could put the Rambam in Afsadi Goin's camp. Okay? Somewhat. Okay, I'm not sure exactly, but okay. And there's something like Afsadia or like this in Mishnah Torah. Because here, when he's defining the mitzvah, the din maisa somehow comes into the fine lahavir, laroich, okay, lahadlik. However, in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Beis, we'll see them soften. Mitzvah say liyos eich yekeda al mizbeach tomid, that the mizbeach, the fire should be burning on the mizbeach. It doesn't say, it says shit liyos. It's that it's to be in a certain situation. It's not to do anything. Lihiyos. Eish yekeda al mizbeach tomid. Shneva eish tomid tukal al mizbeach. So the mitzvah is not the maisa avora. The mitzvah is that it should be tukad. So then you should, instead it says the whole portion, that if you need that the eish should be yekuda al mizbeach, that comes almost down to avsadiga. Here, you excuse me, you get yourself into an amazing problem. Because I'll ask you one simple question. What does leisichba mean then? It should not be extinguished.
Okay. It sounds like a shlila. It's not you're not supposed to do something, correct? Is it a tzivui that you shouldn't extinguish? If it's tzivui, it's not the place in mitzvah saseh. Right? So lisichba means it should not be extinguished, okay? Now, let's keep in mind over here that the Rambam counts lisichba in the minyan alavim, okay? Okay, correct? So it means that at the same time, it's both a shlila, it means it's a negation, and then it's a commandment to not to do something, okay? Okay. The problem comes in the following, okay? If you recall, when we had mitzvah chof, the Rambam says, why don't we count Mizbach Adoma, which is in Parshas Yisrael, as a separate mitzvah? She says, how can you do that? It's Pshuto Shel Mikra, is that it's a Roashah. It's you're supposed to build a bomber. B'shaseta, but you're allowed to build a bomber, B'shaseta bombers. So it can't be a mitzvah deris, because the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that it's mufka from being a mitzvah, then it can't be a mitzvah. Even as a Pirush Mekubal that says Mizbach Adoma, that you should have a Mizbach which is Mekubal Adoma, and it's a Din L'Deris. Just can't be. You can't have Pshuto Shel Mikra, since Sheirish Beis tells you that Mitzvah Pshuto Shel Mikra, you can't take a Pirush Mekubal and interpret and convert a Posik, which in Pshuto Shel Mikra is Mufka from being a Mitzvah into becoming a Mitzvah. So I ask you, if that's the case, what do you do then? If the Rambam is serious over here, that the Leisichba means a Shlila, and that it just shouldn't be, okay? But it's not a commandment on you to do anything. How, on one hand, could it be a Shlila and also be an Ashola, okay? We find a similar thing, but I don't think you should equate it. If you recall, Lo Dram has the Sheirish Ches Lo Chalti Bimenu Bioini Bimenu. It's a basic shlila. It's saying I didn't do something, and the Ram counted as a lav. So we have to know what's going on over here. But it's an amazing thing that happened that the Ram just didn't say anything, and it swept under the rug. Okay. Now. Next. Here, the Lashon is very interesting. V'zeh lo yitochein ela b'mashet sivu lahasmit lahosim eitzim baboike ubeinu abayim. It means that it's impossible that this should happen. The leisichbe, okay, or the eish, it should be tomid, unless you constantly have to put it on daily. Okay? Which is very strange. You know, you can always, if you see the mizbeach, you know, waning, you know, I don't know, he says, lo yitochin. See, it's very strange. It doesn't say in the Torah that the Simas Eitzim Baboike Ubein Arbayim is part of the mitzvah. Even though he uses this to define that the mitzvah is Lahavir, Lahreich, Lahadlik, okay, he does use it, but he just says it's an amazing thing. He says, since it's impossible, I can't imagine Lo Yitochein, so Mamela, you have to say, it's a very strange thing. That you have shnei gizere eitzim. And then he says, once you say the shtikl teira and you're postulating something based on
you know, how it happens, okay? In other words, you have to imagine that since the Torah says, Eish tomid le'sichbe, so you have to imagine, Mela, not that the Torah says to do such a thing, but you have to imagine that you have to do it. It's an amazing thing, okay? It's an amazing type of logic, which you don't find this type of logic in terms of making a mitzvah. Then he says like this, Ubebeya omru. Okay, so then it becomes crazy. He says, see, he's not resting this solely on this logical argument, because he says, Ubebeya omru, there's a pirush mekubal. Afa pisha eish yoredes min hashamayim mitzvah lahavi min ahegit. And this tells you, see, you could have imagined that if the eish min hashamayim would be all the time, okay, and would be constant, you wouldn't got to do nothing. Excuse the double negative, okay? But since the Kabbalah says, afa pisha, and you have this other svar of lo yitochen, so we interpret that this din of eish tamid tukar al mizbech leisichbe, you have to do a maisa, and then there's a mitzvah of lahavir, which is an amazing thing. And the amazing thing even more is this Shnei Gizui Eitzim, okay, which are part of the Seid of Tomei Shoshacha, the Rambam puts this in Perik Beis of Hilchis Tmid Musafim. It's part of the Seid of the Mitzvah of Havaras Eish. It's an amazing thing. So then I ask you, so what's going on? Is there an Is of Zarus and Avodah Tama for putting the Shnei Gizui Eitzim with by a Zar? Okay. And the Ram says that there is, but the Ram says there is because Motzinu Korban Eitzim, which is an amazing thing. You know, what exactly is this? Are these Eitzim? Are they Kiyum Makrof? Are they Kiyum? What does it mean? Because it really is part of the Eit. It's part of the Eish HaMizbeach. So how could it be both? And he's not saying it's part of the Hakovas HaTom. We don't know that he's saying that. Because it wouldn't be Avodah Tama. Okay? It's Avodah Tama because it's a Korban Eitzim. It's an amazing thing. But this is the mitzvah. Okay. Interesting, the Rambam goes even further into the Sofim. His mashim, all the malachas, which were malachas ha'esh, is all part of the same thing, is all part of the mitzvah from Esh. And that's the Lashon Rambam, Perek Tes HaBiyas HaMikdash, Perek Tes HaLocha Hei, V'amasad Shnei Gizri Eitzim HaMalacha, Hari hu kemak de evorim v'chayiv misa she'eitzim korban hu. If you do that and you're zalus or lo yochotz yodayim v'aglayim or mechusa v'godim, whatever it is, you chayiv misa yishamayim for zalus. Here he says in Perik Beis, Alocha Beis, Mabuk Rabuch, Ochem Eitzim, V'ochem Boi Shemizbeach, V'och Gedoilo, V'chulei, V'chein Moisif and Shnei Gizri Eitzim, in Tomid B'Shabein Arbayim, Shenema V'ochu Eitzim Alo Eish, P'i Hashmu Olomdu, Shebetomid Shabein Arbayim, Kosim B'Dava. That's, I have nothing more to add, but this is amazing. Okay? Okay, let's see, we'll pick up next one.